弟兄姊妹早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我晚上在思想，我到底这次讲得完讲不完。
In the evening, I was contemplating if I can finish or not this time.
22章圣经八个大的意象。
There are 22 chapters and 8 great visions.
我要很快的把它走过去，可以。
We can go very quickly through them.
但是我觉得不妥当。
But I did not feel that was very appropriate.
这本书可以很清楚地分成两段。
We can divide the book of Revelation very clearly into two sections.
总共22章圣经。
Now there are 22 chapters.
你切成两段，各11章。
If you cut it in half, each section would be 11 chapters.
对，那么神要约翰看异象的时候，先是很快的概览性，从头一直看到尾。
Now, as God shows John the visions, He gives John the very quick vision to have a good overview of all the visions.
那就是从第一章走到11章。
And that is from chapter 1 to chapter 11.
然后神再把第四个意象起，一直到第八个意象，让他再看一次。
And then God will show to John again the fourth to eighth vision.
这个从第四个意象到第八个意象，是把前面给他看过的那个概大纲再重新细节的把它 fill in， 把它填进去。
Now in these fourth to eighth vision, God fills in the details for John of the great overview which God have already showed him.
也就是说，神把整个他的计划、他的旨意怎么样实现的步骤一二三四五六七告诉他。
That is how God is to manifest His will to show to John how He's to accomplish that in the visions.
整个讲过之后，回来回头。请他再仔细的来讲细部的重点。
After God has showed John the overview, he goes back to show John again the details of each vision.
所以头三个意象就把整个的事情讲完了。
Therefore, in the first section, it already finished the detail, the whole matter.
然后才有后面五个意象把前面重点一个一个再仔细讲。
And then the last five visions will go back to fill in the details, the emphasis of each of the first three visions.
所以我在思想这件事情的时候，
Therefore, as I was considering this matter,
我觉得这一次我只有四堂。
I feel that I only have four sessions with you.
我能够把头三个意象给你们讲完，我已经很感谢主了。
I'm very thankful to the Lord already if I'm able to share with you the first three visions.
起码把整个的 overview 给大家有一个宏观的认识。
At the very least, I have given everyone a good understanding of the grand overview.
然后主若许可，以后有机会的话，我们再讲后一半。
And if the Lord is willing, in the future, we can share on the second half.
所以先给大家打个底，不然的话，你以为我讲一半就跑掉了。
So I want to lay the foundation with you all first, lest you think that I'm only halfway through and I'm out of here.
这不是我的 intent。
Yeah, that is
not. 好，请大家打开希伯来书。对不起，启示录。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation, not Hebrews.
Almost speak your turn. 启示录，我们打开第六章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 6.
我们好像把头四个印讲过了。
I believe we have already shared on the first four seals.
那我们要从第五个印来读一部分。
Now we'll read a part of the fifth seal.
第六章第九节，我们念到十四节。
We read from chapter 6, verse 9 through 14.
也是一样，我念单数节，我的弟兄用英文念双数节。
Likewise, I'll read the odd numbers, and my brother here will read the even numbers.
第九节，揭开第五印的时候，我看见在祭坛底下有为神的道并为做见证被杀之人的灵魂。
And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?
于是有白衣赐给他们个人，又有话对他们说，还要安息片时，等着一同做仆人和他们的弟兄，也向他们被杀，满足了数目。
And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood.
天上的星辰坠落于地，如同无花果树被大风摇动，落下未熟的果子一样。
And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places.
地上的君王臣，可以了，我们就跳到第七章。
That would be sufficient. We'll read now from chapter 7.
我们要看第七章，第一节到第五节。
We'll read from verse 1-5.
此后我看见四位天使站在地的四角，执掌地上四方的风，叫风不吹在地上、海上和树上。
And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea.
地与海并树木，你们不可伤害，等我们应了我们神众仆人的额。
And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel.
犹大支派中受印的有12,000，流便支派中有12,000，加德支派中有12,000，等等等等，后面不念了。
We won't go on, but it is the number of each tribe.
然后第九节
Verse 9.
我们要念到17节
We'll read through verse 17.
此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人数得过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。
And cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which seateth upon the throne and unto the Lamb.
众天使也都站在宝座和众长老并四活物周围，在宝座前面，宝座前面伏于地敬拜神。
Saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen.
长老中有一位问我说，这些穿白衣的是谁？是从哪里来的？
And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
所以他们在神宝座前昼夜在他殿中侍奉他，做宝座的要用帐幕伏庇他们。他们不再饥，不再渴，日头，对不起，十六节。
They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sunlight on them, nor any heat.
因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源，神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。第八章。
Chapter 8.
我们从第一节念到第七节。
We'll read from verse 1-7.
羔羊揭开第七印的时候，天上极静约有二刻。
And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets.
另有一位天使拿着金香炉站在祭坛旁边，有许多香赐给他，要和众圣徒的祈祷一同献在宝座前的金坛上。
And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand.
天使 拿着香炉盛满了坛上的火倒在地上，随有雷轰大声闪电地震。
And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepare themselves to sound.
第一位天使吹号，就有雹子与火掺着血丢在地上，地的三分之一和树的三分之一被烧了，一切青草也被烧了。然后我们跳到十二、十三。
We'll go to verses 12 and 13. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun were smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them were darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise.
我又看见一个鹰飞在空中，并听见他大声说，三位天使要吹那其余的号，你们住在地上的民，祸灾，祸灾，祸灾。好，我想我们暂时读这么多。
I think that will all be our reading for now.
我们一同有点祷告。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
主，我们一同来到你的施恩宝座。
Lord, we approach thy throne of grace.
我们真是赞美你，你坐在高天的宝座上。
We praise thee because thou art on the throne on high.
我们这一群蒙救赎的儿女，我们可以靠着儿子的血，坦然无惧。来到你的施恩座。
We as children saved by grace by thy precious blood can approach the throne of grace.
你是说话做工的神。
And thou art a God who speaks and works.
我们都是你的工作在爱子里头完成的。
And we are thy masterpiece created in thy beloved son.
我们真是何等有福的一群。
And how blessed are we.
今天你把我们放在这末世的时代。
And today you placed us in this last days.
你要我们与你同工。
You desire for us to work together with you.
让我们引进你自己爱子的国。
So that we can usher in the kingdom of thy beloved son.
主，我们愿意听你自己从宝座要赐给我们的话语。
Lord, we desire to hear thy voice, thy word from thy throne.
主啊，让我们有一个听得见的耳朵。
Lord, may you grant us an ear to hear.
让我们有一个明白的心灵。
So that we'll have a heart of understanding.
也有能力去照着你话语去遵行的能力。
And that you will strengthen us to do as thy word tells us.
求你祝福我们下面这一段宝贵的时光。
May you bless our precious time ahead.
求圣灵说话，仆人们静听。
May the Spirit speak and thy servants hear it.
祷告，交托，仰望，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We commit this to you and we look to you in prayer in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我请我们弟兄放一个 slide， 让我们看到这个小书卷是怎么一回事。
I want to ask our brothers to turn on the slide so we can see the matter of this little book.
这是我今天早上把它做出来的。
And this is what I've wrote up this morning.
在第二个意象里头，神把约翰带到施恩座至圣所来看到坐宝座的神。
In the second vision, God has taken John into the most holy place to see him on the throne.
坐在宝座上的那一位手里有一个书卷。
Now the one who sits upon the throne has a scroll in his book, in his hand.
到第五章就有一个问题。
In chapter 5, then, there is this question.
谁配从坐宝座的手里拿这个书卷，揭开七个印？
Who is worthy then to take this scroll out of the right hand of he who sits on the throne to look upon it and to open it?
本来一个都没有。
There was no one found.
使徒约翰就大哭。
The apostle John then wept greatly.
然后后来有一个天使跟他说，不要哭，找到了。
And then there's an angel that told him, do not weep, we have found him.
就是神的儿子主耶稣基督，大卫的根。
And that is the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, the line of the tribe of Judah and the root of David.
所以呢，他们就看见了这一位神的羔羊刚刚被杀过的。
Now they see this lamb as he were freshly slain.
也就是说，他刚刚从地上升到天上。
That is to say, now he have just ascended on high from earth to heaven.
他被父神高为纳米赛亚。
Now he is anointed by God the Father as the Messiah.
神赐给他 至高的名。
And God has given him a name above all names.
给他权柄来管理神的一切。
And has given him the authority and power to rule over all of God's creation.
然后他就从妇人手里把这个书卷接过来。
And now he receives this scroll from the, God the Father's hand.
然后宇宙就进入一个大的敬拜。
And then the whole universe enters into a great worship.
敬拜完了，他就开第一个印，第二个印，第三个印，一个一个开。
Now after this great worship, he breaks open each of the seals one by one.
所以整个的启示录就是这个书卷所掌握后面一切要发生的事情。
Therefore, the entire book of Revelation then describes to us all the events that will take place after these seals are broken.
所以为帮助弟兄姊妹理解整个这个启示录的结构，在这个书卷所展开的里面，我就把它画成一个表格。
Therefore, for brothers and sisters to have a better understanding of the entire events in the book of Revelation, I've made this timeline.
控制这个书卷的是以七个印做代表。
Now that which controls the timeline is represented by the seven seals.
这七个印我把它列出来，一二三四这样排下来，一直到第七个印。
Now I've listed all these seven seals one by one to six, and then the seventh seal.
那么所以七个印就代表了整个这个书卷。
Therefore, these seven seals represent the entire scroll.
每开一个印就有一些事情要发生，你如果把这个表格自己把它排列出来的话，你可以填得出来。比如说第一个印，你知道是一匹白马。
Therefore, you can list each of the events that will take place after each seal is broken. For example, the first seal, then after it was broken, then appears the white horse.
你可以写在这个下面空白的地方写，这个是白马。
And there is some empty space, so you can write behind, underneath the first seal, that's the white horse.
第二个印，你就知道是什么马。
What is the horse after the second seal that is broken?
是圣经告诉我们说是一个红马。
And the second seal, then the red horse appeared.
等等，一批一批四匹马头四个印。
And then you can see so on as they appear.
那今天我们就要开始看第五、第六、第七。
Today we'll look in the fifth, sixth, and seventh seal.
那么你开到第七印的时候呢，你会发现圣经告诉我们它包含了七个号。
But you'll discover the Bible also tells us in the seventh seal, it also includes the seven trumpets.
所以你看第七印的里面它包含的范围是最大最丰富。
Therefore, you can see in the seventh seal, the timeline and the contents are very fast.
在这第七印里面，我们如果往下去读，你会发现它告诉我们有七字号。
Therefore, you can see then, amongst these seven seals, we can see there are seven trumpets.
所以七字号它也告诉我们第一号发生什么，第二号发生什么，也是都有内容的。
Also, in the Bible, it tells us after each trumpet, there are some events that will take place.
然后到了第七号，你又发现啊，第七号又包含七个碗。
Yet you also discover in the seventh trumpet, it also includes then the seven bowls or vials.
对，所以这是七个碗，这是七个碗。
And so these are the seven bowls.
一二三四五六七。
There are seven.
七个碗之后就带进了。千年国带进了白色宝座，审判带进了新耶路撒冷。
And after seventh bowl, then it leads us into the millennium and the judgment of the great white throne, and then the new heaven and new earth, new Jerusalem.
这样就一直讲到二十二章。
And then it will lead us to chapter 22.
所以在这个表格画出来的时候，我盼望给大家有一个很清楚的印象，这本书是有它的里程碑。
Therefore, when I draw this timeline, this map for everyone, you can understand in this book there are the milestones within it.
对，如果你没有抓住它里面告诉我们这一个一个的里程碑，什么事情发生在什么地方，到头来你就会发现变成一团浆糊，通通搞得乱七八糟的。
You'll discover if you do not grasp these milestones very accurately, solidly, then you'll discover when all these events take place, we'll be very, very confused.
因为在这个里面讲了很多很多的事情。
That's because within this book, there tells us many, many things.
那这些事情到底哪个是先，哪个是后？ Now, 你就必须去找到它相对的位置。
Now, amongst all these things, then, we have to discover which comes first and which comes last. We have to find the appropriate position to place them.
我读启示录是从70年代开始的。
Now, I started reading the book of Revelation in the 70s.
哦，开始读的时候，哎，越读越糊涂。
As the more I read it, the more confused I was.
看了很多不同的本的参考书。
I've read through many.
不看还好，看完之后更是一团漆黑。 因为百家齐名，百家争鸣，百家齐放。
I read through many reference books. I was better off without reading them because after I read them, I was even more confused. I went blank because every interpretation, every reference book has a different interpretation.
所以你必须把这一切的参考书通通撇在一边，自己好好的把启示录用个表格画出来，一样一样一样，这样慢慢你就理清楚了啊，它是这样的，有次序的告诉我们什么事情发生在什么时候。
Therefore, you have to put all those reference books aside for now and read through, well, through the entire book of Revelation, make yourself a chart, and then you can list out each of the events that take place and place them in the proper order to help you.
这个 chart 我从开始做起一直到后来，真正把它做得比较满意，整整大概搞了一年。
Now,
好几个版本。
I have my own chart that I made, and the chart that I end up with now, it took over a year that I'm most satisfied with, but there are many different versions of it as I went on.
这个对我了解这本书很有帮助。
My making this chart, it has helped me a better understanding with the book of Revelation.
所以每次我跟弟兄姊妹说，早年呢我是发给大家一个 page。
Therefore, before I always pass out the page to everyone.
后来我觉得这不是一个学习的好方法，应该你自己去画一个，所以我就不发了，我只是给你们看一看，你们自己回家自己画。
Later on, I discovered that's not a good way to learn, so I did not pass out the charts anymore. I said, I'll just give you a very simple diagram, and you go home, read it, and then you fill it in yourself.
对，你自己把它画出来，你就觉得啊。这是主给我的，你就觉得有个 ownership。
But after you have received it from the Lord and you filled it in yourself, then you feel that it's the Lord given to me, then you have ownership of it.
对，不是彭东平告诉你的，是主告诉你才有用，我讲的没有用啊。
It is not told to you by Jonathan Pong, but it is given to you by the Lord, and only that is useful.
对，所以我建议每一个弟兄姊妹，你听完今天的道之后，你回去把这个图表你自己把它画出来。
Therefore, I hope brothers and sisters, after you heard other messages, you go home and you make your own chart.
但是你起码在脑海里面听完之后，你就知道整个的事情是从第一个印一直开到第七个印。
But at the very least, you'll have this impression is that all these matters that unfold will start with the first seal all the way to the seventh seal.
这样就控制。整个神在地上的工作。
Then this will control all of God's work here on earth.
因为这是圣旨里面所要完成的。
That is because this is all the decree in the Lord's decree here that he will accomplish.
他不会违背这个他的旨意。
And he will not go against his own will.
所以我们所有的基督徒，今天到底我们在什么位置上？我们今天世界上发生这么多的事情，我们到底在哪里啊？
Therefore, as Christians, then when all these things unfold and take place on earth, as Christians, where is our position?
如果你有地图，你就不迷路。
If you have the map, you will not get lost.
如果你没有地图，你没有 GPS, 你真的就会走迷路。
Without the map, without the GPS, yes, you will get lost.
我盼望这个图呢，就帮助我们知道啊，现在我们是在这一个历史的当儿。
May it be that with this map, it will help us to find our position, so we'll realize, oh, I am right here, located here.
你就笃定了，不会张狂，不知道下一步是怎么一回事。
Then you will be steadfast and sure, and you will not be afraid to know what will take place next.
昨天我们讲了头四匹马。
Yesterday we've gone through the first four horses.
那今天呢，我们就要来继续看后面的。
Today we'll go on further.
第五印是一个很特别的印。
Now in this fifth seal, it is a very unique seal.
因为他说他看见一个祭坛，神的祭坛。
That's because he says I saw an altar of God.
那么这个祭坛呢，它的下面呢就有那些殉道者的灵魂。
And under the altar were the souls of them that were slain.
那么这些殉道者的灵魂在那里大声的喊叫。
And the martyrs here, they cried aloud.
他说圣洁真实的主啊，你不审判住在地上的人，给我们生流血的冤要到几时呢？
Saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?
那你会发现这个祷告是很奇怪的。
Now you discover this is a very odd prayer.
你从教会的历史来看，第一个殉道者是谁？
From church history, who was the first martyr?
斯蒂凡。
It was Stephen.
对吗？这是你在使徒行传第七章看见的。
We're able to see that from Acts chapter 7.
他讲完一篇伟大的道， 见证以色列人的不是与神的信实。
After he gave a great sermon of how what the sin of Israel is and the faithfulness of God.
然后他就被犹太人用石头活活打死。
And then he was stoned to death by the Israelites.
在他死之前，他们忽然间看见他的脸貌发光，像天使。
Before he died, his face shone as of an angel.
然后他就做了一个祷告。
And then he made a prayer.
他的祷告是什么？
What was his prayer?
神啊，赦免他们。
His prayer was, God, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Because they do not know what they do.
所以你会发现，在许多的教会历史中，这些寻道者的见证，你去翻开来，你去读，他们所做的祷告，都是在同一个灵的里头。
Therefore, you can see throughout the church history, all the spirit of the martyrs and their prayer is in the same spirit.
他们不像世人死掉的时候，如果冤枉被杀，他们死的时候是带着很大的冤屈，觉得哎呀，有一天我要公义。
Their spirit is unlike the spirit of those on earth who have been killed and slain unjustly, and they have a lot of vengeance in their death, and they want righteousness and revenge.
对，他们不会说赦免这些杀他的人。
They will not say forgive those who just slain them.
只有主的门徒被杀之后，他们的祷告才是说赦免他们，因为他们所做的不知道。
But it is only the prayer of the disciples of the Lord who would pray for forgiveness upon them who just slaughtered them for forgiveness.
你知道这是谁的祷告吗？
And you know whose prayer this is?
这是主耶稣在十字架上的祷告。
This is the same prayer as our Lord on the cross.
所以你就知道每一个寻道的见证人，他们最后离开世界的祷告，就是主耶稣在十字架上最后的那个祷告。
Therefore, you realize then the prayer of all the witnesses as they were martyred, their prayer is the same as our Lord's prayer on the cross.
可是这里，你看见寻道者的祷告不再是那个灵了。
Yet you see here then the spirit of the martyr's prayer is no longer in that same spirit.
他不是求赦免。
It was not asking for forgiveness.
这里是说什么？
What is it asking for?
审判。
It is for judgment.
伸冤。
It is for revenge.
所以你就知道这里有一个信号出来了。
Therefore, you see there is this message.
从主耶稣被杀一直到今天，我们都在一个时代里头。
From the time our Lord was slain until now, we are in the same age.
这是什么时代？
What age is this?
恩典的时代。
This is the age of grace.
一切都在神的宝血底下，神儿子的宝血底下，我们被遮盖，被赦免。
All is under the age of grace, under the precious blood of the Lord, that we are forgiven and covered.
但是恩典的时代会结束，就像旧约的时代会结束是一样的。
Yet the age of grace will come to an end, just as the age of the old covenant comes to an end.
所以这是一个信号。
Therefore, here is a sign.
第五印是一个信号，说。这个恩典的时代快要结束了。
And the fifth seal is a sign for us to tell us now the age of grace will come to an end soon.
因为这个祷告发出来的时候，回答是说再等一下，再等片时。
Because after this seal was broken and this prayer was offered, the reply was wait yet a little while.
也就是说时间不多了，马上了，等一等，等一等。
That is to say that time is at hand, it is short, wait a little while longer.
等什么？就等殉道者的数目满了，那么一切就定了。
What are they waiting for? To wait till the number of the martyrs are fulfilled, then the time will come.
所以你到后头你就会发现的的确确还有几个殉道者需要丧命，然后神的审判就下来了。
Therefore, you can see later on in the book of Revelation, there are still yet a few martyrs who would give their life, and then the time has come.
所以第五个印是一个信号，是一个警告说，时间快到了。
Therefore, the fifth seal is a sign, is a warning that the time is short.
然后第六个印。
And the sixth seal.
第六印你就会发现，他说看见地大震动，日头变黑像毛布，满月变红像雪，天上的星辰坠落于地，如同无花果树被大风摇动，落下来未熟的果子一样，天就挪移，好像书卷被卷起来，山林海岛都被移位，离开了本位。
That's the sixth seal from verse 12 to verse 14 we just read.
我有几张 slide 放给你们看。
I'll show you some slides.
日食我不放了，因为日食我们都看过。
Now, I won't show you an eclipse. We have all seen an eclipse before.
这个不是日食，这是月亮变红。
Now this is not an eclipse, but it is the moon turning red.
谁看过月亮变红像血一样, 有没有人看过?
Ever seen the moon turn red just as blood?
一个也没有?
None of you?
所以你们还没有到第六印。
So we are not there yet on the sixth seal.
这张相片是 Lance Lambert 1996年在一个特会中给我们看的。
Now this particular slide is shown to us by Brother Lance Lambert in a special conference in 1996.
他告诉我们在耶路撒冷1996年有两次红月亮像雪一样。
He tells us that in 1996 there was two occurrences when the moon was red like as blood that he can see in Jerusalem.
一次是逾越节的晚上。
The first time was on the night of Passover.
一次是祝棚节的晚上,
and the other was on the night of the festival of booths.
发生在1996年,
and that occurred in 1996.
这是当地耶路撒冷的一个弟兄照的。
This picture was taken by a brother, a local brother in Jerusalem.
Okay, 下一张。这个是这里所说的，星星如同无花果树，被大风摇动，像。
This is as it says in verse 13, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casts her untimely figs when the mighty wind blows.
Meteorites.
These are the meteorites.
Huh? 看过人, 有没有人看过?
Anyone seen meteorites?
也没有啊。
No one?
Oh. I'm dumbfounded. 哎呀,这个天上,晚上, 真是这些流星像下雨一样,哗,哗,这样一阵一阵下来。
At night, these meteorites are like rain, like showers that will pour forth through the sky.
这张是北京的,我们西雅图也有过。
This picture was from Beijing, but we have seen that occur in Seattle before.
旧金山没有,你们也真是。
Nothing in San Francisco.
下一张。
The next slide.
这是黑洞.
Now this is the black hole.
好，那么我们从90年代开始到现在.
Now
下一张.
Starting in the 90s, as we go to the next slide,
这些都是在网站上，你现在上网马上可以看得到的.
These are slides. Actually, when you go online, you can be able to see such slides.
90年代开始，这个 NASA 就放了两个大眼睛，就是大望远镜，在外太空。
In the 90s, NASA placed two Hubble telescopes, big telescopes in the space to see into outer space.
一个是绕着地球转的，叫做 Hubble 望远镜。
One of these telescopes is the Hubble telescope that goes around the Earth.
一个是跟着地球绕太阳一起转的。 那个叫做 Spitzer 望远镜,
and the other telescope is the Spitzer telescope that goes follows the orbit of the Earth around the Sun.
这是人类的历史里头第一次可以超越我们的小地球，不受任何的拦阻，在太空中看见神创造的伟大。
This was the first time in human history that without any hindrances that we can have the satellite in space to see the creation of God without any hindrance.
从两个角度，一个从地球这个Hubble的这个角度来看，一个是从绕着太阳这样的一个角度来看，然后把科学家把他们这个造出来的相片再合并起来，我们就可以看到这些星际、银河系也好，不管是什么从来没有看过的东西，现在通通 可以给我们看见了。
Now the scientists have put all these images together, whether from the telescope going around Earth or following the orbit of Earth around the Sun, and place these images for us to see of the solar system of the galaxy and throughout the universe.
可以看到这个什么大烟花之后大爆炸 Big Bang 之后这个宇宙那个十四 billion 的光年的大宇宙.
They're able to see, as it were, then after the Big Bang of the universe billions of years ago.
那么 这样我们现在的人可以看得见，所以我才明白为什么说天就挪移，好像书卷被卷起来。
Then after Then we're able to see and understand what it, for me to understand what it says, and the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together as it opened, and every mountain and island were moved out of their place. As you can see in this image, it is like a scroll that is being rolled open.
我们现在书卷是，我们的现在都是书，就这样一本，以前的是羊皮卷，这样卷起来的。
Now, our books today are folded, so we just open it in half. But the previous writings as a book was a scroll where it's rolled up, and you would open it and roll it up, roll it out.
看到没有？这个在地球上你看不见，他被提到天上去，从天上看就很清楚了。Now,
we cannot see this from our vantage point on earth, but when John was taken up to heaven, and he can see very clearly from above, it is rolled open as a scroll.
看到没有？两卷呢？
Now you see there are two scrolls here that are being rolled open.
是吧? 像不像两个大眼睛?
Now, so do they look like two big eyes?
再来, 还有没有? 没有了。 很多很多你到网上去看, 漂亮极了。
There are many, many of these images, very beautiful. You can see them online.
那么, 你到以赛亚书去看的话,或者约珥书去看, 他们古时候的先知就说天要像 叶子，无花果树的叶子卷起来, 有没有?
You can see these words in the book of Isaiah, in the book of Joel, that they are, the heavens will roll up as the scroll, as the leaves of the fig tree.
对，所以这些都是那个时候的语言来表达许多在天上的事情。
Therefore, these are all the prophecies of old that tells us of the matters in the heavenlies.
只有上过天的人才知道。
And only those who have been taken up to the heavenlies can see this.
他讲给我们听，我们读完之后就是，哦哦哦哦。
They tell us, and after we read it, we just nod and say, okay.
但是现在，我们如果去看神的创造，神也借着这些科学的手段，我们可以知道天外有天。
But if we were now to see the creation of God through the advanced technology of science, we're able to truly realize there is truly heaven above heaven.
那么,他就告诉我们,当这些事情看见的时候,
Now, John tells us, after he has seen these things,
这个就是来到第六印。
Now, that is then the sixth seal.
讲到在天上有许多的事情发生，而且在地上有大地震。
He tells us of these things that take place in the heavenlies, and on earth there is a great earthquake.
我第一堂的时候给你们讲了一点四川的大地震。
And the first session, I told you of the earthquake in Sichuan.
四川的地震是八级啊，八级。
Now the earthquake in Sichuan on the Richter scale was 8.
5月12号发生的。
That happened May 12th.
全世界都知道。
The whole world knows it.
但是后来又发生一件事情,
but
很多人不知道,
later
因为没有公开公布。
There are other things that happened that was not made known, so not many people will know it.
我10月再去就地重看。
When I went to visit Sichuan in October to visit the place,
我们到了一个地方叫做北川。
And we went to this place that was the northern village or Beichuan.
那个北川呢，是全城都毁掉了。That
whole entire city was destroyed.
他就把国家就把它围起来，不打算再重建了。The
country then just surrounded and covered it up and was not planning to rebuild the city.
就做一个博物馆，让后人能够知道。
They were planning to make a museum out of this devastation so others can be warned of the great destruction power of the earthquake.
10月我们再去看那些灾民。
In October, when we visit the local people in that devastated area,
我们就跟一个医院的院长跟一个护士谈话。
We're conversing with the head of the hospital and the nurse there.
他们是当地的人,
and they are local people.
正在慕道,
and they were there pastoring the people.
那个护士说,
the nurse said,
好像以前我这边附近的山, 有的, 所有的庙我都去拜过了。
She said that I've gone through all the temples and all the mountains in this area. But now all the temples have fallen. I discovered that these idols cannot save themselves. And so she says to me, now you preach Jesus to me, the true God, I want to believe in this true God. Now, because now I've been shaken and I'm awakened. Now you see, the earthquake will shake us to awake us. But she shared this testimony with us. She said the first earthquake was very frightening.
更厉害的是把我整个吓得全身发抖的不是地震, 是9月23号。
But she said what shook me the most was not the great shaking of the earthquake in May, but in September.
September 24th.
She said what happened September 24th was even more frightening than the earthquake.
我们说什么事啊?
We asked her what happened.
然后我们整个这个地区地震的这个整个这个地震的地区叫做龙门山区。
And she said this entire region of the earthquake is called this region of Longmenshan.
比台湾更大。
This region actually is even greater in size than Taiwan.
面积。
The size, the area is greater than Taiwan itself.
那天晚上,
on that particular night,
11点,
at 11 p.m.
暴雨。
There was a great rain.
Oh, 很大很大的雨掉下来。
The downpour was just so great and heavy.
雨大到一个地步, 山洪爆发。
There was so great a rain, then there was just flooding.
因为地震之后，所有的山通通松掉了，很都松了。That
is because after the earthquake, all the soil was very loose.
多天的暴雨，这个雨就把这些石头啊、沙通通。 积上泡上水之后，就一直冲下来泥石流。
Now that is because after all this heavy rain, then it went into the soil and it's like a dam. But of rain after rain, then it just flooded, overflowed.
就两个村庄全部冲光，死了多少人没有人知道。
Then it flooded two complete villages, and so many people died, but it was unknown.
然后再加上每3秒钟就打雷。 就在头顶上一直打打打，从半夜就打到第二天中午下午还在打。
She shared then after that what took place was thundering every 3 seconds from midnight to that night all the way till the afternoon hours of the next day, thunderings every 3 seconds.
她说我吓得魂都没有了。
And she said I was so frightened out of my wits.
平常我们听见的闪电是远远的，打雷、闪电、雷轰是远远的。
Before the lightnings we'll see and the thundering will sound from afar.
现在这个打雷、雷轰就在我的头顶。
But she said this thundering I heard is right above me, right over me, all these thunderings.
成都商报9月25号有这么一段新闻。
There is this news article in the Chengdu newspaper article, September 25th.
他说从24号12点。 对不起，从23号6点一直晚上6点一直到第二天24号的中午。
It said from September 23rd, 6 o'clock till the noon of September 24th.
Noon. 打了69,894次雷。
There was thunderings over 69,000 times.
平均3秒打一下。
And so, and the average is a thundering every 3 seconds.
成都人也说一点都没有错，成都的弟兄姐妹也是这样告诉我们。And
the brethren in Chengdu tells me, confirms this, yes, that is correct.
外面没有发表这个消息，就是本地才知道。
There is this news was not known throughout, only the local people know of this.
有8个人被闪电当场打死。
There are 8 people that were struck by lightning and died.
但其他的人就吓得是全身发抖。
But all the other people were fearful, shook to death.
我们中间有谁经过这样可怕的打雷有没有?
Now, have any of us gone through such frightening thunderings before?
感谢主，我们都是幸运的一群。
We thank the Lord, we're very fortunate.
但是我就问，心里面就默默的祷告，我说主啊，这是什么意思?
So I can only pray silently in my heart, Lord, what is this all about?
我觉得，不管地震也好，闪电也好。
I feel that whether it be earthquake or lightning,
圣经里面都有记载,
The Bible records all of that.
对不对?
Is that right?
旧约你去看,新约去看, 都是讲到与耶和华有关。
You look at the Old Covenant, the New Covenant, all of these things have to do with the Lord God.
他要提振醒我们,摇醒我们。
He is to shake us, to awaken us.
因为我那天说了,他们在干嘛?
As I share with you, what were they doing on that day?
打麻将啊。
They were playing mahjong.
现在你不能再沉迷了,醒过来啊,注意听啊,神要说话。
No longer is time for you to slumber, awake and listen to the word of the Lord God.
所以,今天在这个地上,神做许多超然的事情。And
therefore, nowadays, God is doing many supernatural things.
而且都是我们以前听都没有听过,想都没有想到的事情。
And all these things are nothing we can imagine previously.
他是要告诉我们,醒悟吧,悔改吧。
God is to tell us, awaken and repent.
你看第六印发生的这些一大堆可怕的事情的时候,地上的君王,臣宰,将军,富户,壮士,一切为奴的,自主的,通通躲起来。
You can see in verse 15 of how frightening these things are. The kings, the great men, the rich men, the captains, and the mighty men, everyone, free or bond, they would hit themselves in the rocks.
为什么?他们知道那个羔羊的愤怒就要到了。Why?
Because they know the wrath of the Lamb is to come.
谁能抵挡得住羔羊的愤怒呢?
And who is able to stand the wrath of the Lamb?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 这些事情地上所有发生的这些超自然的现象发生的时候, 他
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when we see all these phenomena of these supernatural things, we cannot just describe it, understand it on the surface of these phenomena. But behind all of these phenomena, it is an important message of warning from God.
所以这也包括了我们现在在北美所看见的这一些不管自然灾害也好 不管人为灾害也好,还有金融海啸也好。
Therefore, for us who live in the U.S., in Northern America, we must be able to see it, whether it be natural matters of the disaster or man-made, such as the financial tsunami. We have to see the message behind these things.
那么,所以下面这个事情,第六印有这些事情发生之后,下面就进入第七章。
Therefore, after the sixth seal, then we enter chapter 7.
第七章就是很重要的一章。
Now, chapter 7 is an extremely important chapter.
因为你注意看, 你第七章的事情讲完之后, 他才开第八章的第七印。
Because you discover after all the matters are told to us in chapter 7, then in chapter 8, the seventh seal is broken.
哎,这不见了。所以,这个第七印开的时候, 中间夹了一张圣经。
Therefore, before the opening of the seventh seal between this, there is this chapter.
这一章叫第七章在这里,
and this line here, you can put in as chapter 7.
就是第六印开的时候,在第七印没有开之前, 中间有一章很重要的第七章。
That is, in this bold line before the six, between the sixth and seventh seal is chapter 7.
第七章分成两个部分。
In chapter 7, it's divided into two sections.
第一部分是 44,000人
The first section being 144,000
圣经讲得很清楚 他们是谁?
The Bible tells us who are they
是12个支派
They are the 12 tribes
对不对?
Is that
每一个支派 12,000人
Each tribe there is 12,000
所以这是很清楚地讲到犹太人
That clearly tells us that speaks of the Jews
他们在哪里?
Where are they?
也是很清楚 不在天上
It also tells us very clearly they are not in heaven
也不在月亮上
And they are not
moon.
They are not on the moon.
在哪里?
Where are they?
在地上.
They are on earth.
对不对? 所以从第一节一直讲到第八节, 是讲到神在地上为他自己留下14,400犹太人12个支派, 保护他们。
Therefore, God tells us, chapter 7, verses 1 through 8, God has kept for himself this 144,000 of the Jewish people to protect them.
因为这些被称为神的仆人, 神在他们上头盖了印,
because upon these servants of God, they have a seal, a mark.
对不对? 他们盖了印, 他们得到保护。
They have the seal, so they are protected.
所以这是指的犹太人中间的敬畏神的一批人说的。
This speaks of the group of Jewish people that fear God.
那我们呢就不在这个范围里头。
Now we are not in this category.
但是请注意后面一半。
But please pay attention to the second section.
后面一半是很重要的。
Now the second half is very important.
谁呢？
Who?
有许多的人。
There are many.
没有人能数得过来。
And no man could count.
是从各国、各族、各民。各方来的。
They come from all nations, kindreds, people, and tongues.
所以他这里可能有中国人，可能有美国人，可能有英国人，各个国家都有，各个民族都有。
It says from all nations and tribes. So there are Chinese, Americans, Britons, all nations and tribes.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神的恩典。除了救犹太人之外，他也救了全世界各地非犹太人。
Yeah.God, besides saving the Jews, also have saved the other nations from other, nations of the earth.
这一批人
this group,
不像犹太人是很清楚的说14万4千，这一批是数不过来的，那显然比14万4千更大，对不对？
Unlike the group, the number of the Jewish people, 144,000, which can be numbered here, this group is much, much greater. No man could number.
是数不过来的人。
It is a multitude that is could not be numbered.
那我要问了。
Now I must ask.
刚刚那批犹太人是在地上。
That group of Jews in the previous section is on earth.
这批数不过来的人在哪里？
This group that cannot be numbered, where are they?
啊，天上，月球。
They are in heaven. Where? On the moon?
哪里？
Where?
宝座前。
It says.Stood before the throne.
哦，这是很重要的一个信号。这一批人是出现在宝座前的。
This group of people stood before the throne. Very important sign.
啊，站在宝座前，也在羔羊的面前。
They stood before the throne and also before the Lamb.
他们身穿白衣，手拿着棕树枝。
They're clothed with white robes and palms in their hands.
这数万人大声喊。
And they cry with a loud voice.
他说：“愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于。”羔羊
saying salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb.
那其他的天使都说阿门阿门，
全部非常
大的敬拜。
Around the throne they amen and amen and enter into a great worship.
好，我们记得前面也有一章圣经讲到一个大敬拜，有没
有？ Now we also remember in the previous chapter there was another great worship.
那是在第几章？
What chapter was that?
第四、第五。
That was in chapters 4 and 5.
四章是敬拜父，第五呢？
Chapter 4, the worship in chapter 4 worships God the Father. Chapter 5 is worship toward the Son.
那两个敬拜，四章五章的敬拜，有没有人？
Now, in those two chapters, 4 and 5, was there any people in that worship?
没有。
No.
那边全是在宇宙中天使们对神的敬拜。
That worship was the worship of the heavenly hosts, all the angelic hosts that surround the throne in worship.
但是现在到第七章了。
But now in chapter 7,
又有一个大敬拜。
There is yet another great worship.
与前面不一样。
It is different from the worship before.
不一样在哪里呢？
Where is the difference?
开始有人的成分。
And now man partakes in this worship.
看见没有？
Do you see this?
现在有人开始出现在宝座前了。
Now,
而且是数不过来的人。
Man is able to appear before the throne and a multitude that could not be numbered.
啊，这是一个荣耀的敬拜。
This is indeed a glorious worship.
想不想有份呢？
Do you want to be a partaker of this?
只有几个人点头哦。
Only a few of you nod.
啊，要不要再震一震，让你醒过来
？Do you have to have more shaking so you can be awakened?
这个敬拜想不想参加
？Now, do you want to partake in this worship?
阿门。
Amen.
哎，阿门，声音大一点。因为这里说要喊的，喊不出来的话，你再也去不了。
Because here it says you have to cry out amen. If you're not able to cry out amen, perhaps
对不对?
You might not partake of it.
因为第七节说是大声喊的。
Because in verse 7 it says they're crying aloud.
Shout it out.
They shout out.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
那么长老中就有一位来问约翰说，你知道这些人是谁吗？
Then one of the elders asked and said unto John, Do you know who are they?
约翰很聪明。
And John was very wise.
说你知道。
He said, Sir, you know.
你知道。
John says, you know.
然后长老就说了。
And then the elder said,
这是从大患难中出来，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。
These are they which came out of the great tribulation, have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
所以这一群人是有份于羔羊宝血的人。
Therefore, this group have are partakers of the blood of the Lamb.
穿白衣。
And they are arrayed in white robes.
白衣是怎么一回事？
Now, what is this matter of white robes?
那你要先往十九章走。
Now, if you go to chapter 19,
这里有白衣。
Here it tells us of the white robe.
你到十九章的第七。第八两节圣经
You can see chapter 19 verses 7 and 8.
这里就讲到有一件圣徒的白衣
Here it tells us of the garment of the saints.
我们一起来念
Let us read together.
我们要欢喜快乐
Let us be glad and rejoice.
将荣耀归给他
and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come.
娶的时候到了
And his wife had made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen.
这细麻衣
clean and white.For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints.
好，请问这件白衣是不是浪子回家的那一件衣袍？
Now let me ask you, is this white robe the robe that was placed upon the prodigal son when he returned home?
是不是？
Is that the same robe?
不是。
No.
那一件衣袍是浪子回家恶事干尽，只是悔改以后巴巴。赏给他了一件衣服。
That robe was the only the robe that was granted to him by the father after he did all the bad and wicked things and returned home.
对不对？他只是悔改了，回家向父亲认罪了，父亲接纳他。
He was repented. He went home, returned home, and he was received by the father.
那个叫因信称义的义袍。
And that is the righteous robe because of our justification by faith.
但是现在
，But now，
启示录讲的白衣。
This white garment in Revelation
就比那件衣袍再进一步。
This is even a further step than that white robe.
刚刚我们念的那两节圣经在十九章的，就告诉我们圣徒有一件叫做光明洁白的细麻衣。
In first chapter 19, it tells of this garment which the saints have is fine linen, clean and white.
那么这个洁白的细麻衣是怎么一回事呢？
What
是圣徒所行的义。
And it tells us this fine linen garment is the righteousness of the saints.
这个是很稀奇的咯。
Now this is very a wonder.
平常我们讲义都是讲因信称义哦。
Many times when we speak of righteousness, it is justification, it is by faith.
对不对？这是我们的福音啊。
Is that correct? That is our gospel.
但是现在告诉我们在因信称义之外，还有一件细麻衣是圣徒所行的义。
Now, but here it tells us of this garment, the fine linen, is not only justification by faith, but the righteousness, which is the righteous acts of the saints.
所以我们讲到第一个意象的时候，耶稣对他的教会写七封信。
Therefore, in the first vision which we shared on was that the Lord writes seven letters to his churches.
他有一个共同点。
There was this similar point.
他对教会说，我知道你的行为。
The Lord says to them, he says, I know thy works, I know thy deeds.
你看到没有？这个地方所强调的是行为。
In those areas, it is focused, emphasized on the works, the deeds.
所以这个地方所讲的义跟罗马书加拉太书所讲的称义不一样。
Therefore, the righteous deeds here, the work here, is different from what is spoken of righteousness in Romans and Galatians.
那你什么地方能够在圣经里面，在书信里面能够找到行义呢？
In what book of the Bible then can you find these righteous deeds then?
哪一本书？
Which book?
雅各书。
It is in the book of James.
请打开来看。
If we turn to it,
雅各书。
James.
这个是我们常常基督徒做久了就忽略掉了。
This is a book which Christians oftentimes will neglect after they've been a Christian for quite some time.
这本书在第二章里头。
In this book, James chapter 2.
第十七节说。
Verse 17 says,
这样，信心若没有行为，就是死的。
Even so, faith, if it have not works, is dead, being alone.
注意啊
Pay attention.
信心若没有行为就是什么 死的。
Even so, faith, if it have not works, is dead, being alone.
我们Dana 弟兄说到 living faith, 活的信心。
Our brother Dana sharing about living faith.
今天我们很多时候我们讲的 faith, faith, 信心信其实是死的信心，因为这边说什么是死的信心呢？就是没有行为的信心。
Many times when we talk about faith, in fact, it is faith that is dead, because what does it tell us here in James that faith without works is dead?
十八节。
Verse 18,
必有人说：“你有信心，我有行为。你将你没有行为的信心指给我看，我便借着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。”
Yea, a man may say, "Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works."
二十一节
，Verse 21,
我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕把他儿子以撒献在坛上。下面我们一起念。
Was not Abraham our father justified by works? Let us read together.
岂不是因行为称义吗
？When he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar.
可见信心是与他的行为并行，而且信心因着行为才得什么？成全。
Verse 22, seeing thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works with faith made perfect.
最后我们读到这个26节。
And then we'll read verse 26.
身体没有灵魂是死的。
For as the body without the spirit is dead,
信心没有行为也是什么？
So faith without works is dead also.
所以你看见真理有两个面。
Therefore, you can see there are two sides to this truth.
当我们第一次回到主面前，做罪人悔改来到主面前的时候，我们的经历叫做因信称义。
At first, when we return as a sinner saved by grace before the Lord, it is justification by faith.
我们没有任何，我们所有的行为都是被定罪的行为。
We have nothing to claim. All our acts are only condemned and judged.
完全靠着耶稣基督的义行在十字架上为我们完成的一次献上，永远我们就被称义。
It is completely by the righteous work of the Lord completed on the cross once for all, and it is done for us.
但是
，But
你到雅各书的时候，你就会发现
，When you reach the book of James, you discover
他用亚伯拉罕的一生的故事，起先他在创世纪十二章的时候，十五章的时候是因信称义。
It tells us the story of Abraham then first in Genesis chapter 15 how he was justified by faith.
然后他慢慢成长，神带他一步一步走走走走到有一天到了二十二章他有了以撒之后。
Then gradually as God led him to chapter 22, this is after he begot Isaac.
当他长大了。
That is when Isaac grew and Abraham matured.
神有一天发出一个考题。
One day there was this calling by God.
把你所爱的那个独生爱子献给我。
Now offer to me thy beloved son, your only begotten son.
让他考虑三天。
Then let him think about it for 3 days.
最后我们知道他献上。
At last we know he offered up Isaac.
神非常的满意。
Now God was completely pleased.
神又称他为义。
And again credited him as righteousness.
那这里就告诉我们那个义这个义。是因行为称义。
And here it tells us that righteousness is justified by works.
看到没有？这里这个义就是一个左手一个右手了。
Therefore, you can see it is two sides of the same thing, one on the right, one on the left.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters,
基督徒什么叫做心腹准备好了
？As Christians, what does it mean in Revelation 19 when the bride, the wife, has made herself ready?
就是那件光明洁白的细麻衣怎么样
？That is that fine linen that is clean and white. What is it?
织好了。
It is the best.
织好。就是、
oh, it is all knitted. It is finished.
Yeah. 所以这个是一。基督徒得救以后一生我们在神面前的服侍神看我们这一生我们到底在忙什么
That is, after we have saved by grace, God looks upon us, what are we all busy about?
我们是不是按着他的旨意服侍他呢
Are we serving him according to his will?
还是我们按着自己的旨意说是服侍神其实是服侍自己呢
Or are we serving by slogan, we say we're serving God, but in fact, we're serving ourselves.
所以这个我们 重生得救以后，我们到底神给我们的岁月在地上，我们是怎样为主而活了？
Therefore, after we are born again in the time which God gives us on earth, who are we living for?
我们到底在做了什么？
What are we doing?
主回来要跟我们算账。
Now, when the Lord returns, He will settle account with us.
对不对？这个账怎么算呢？就是看看你这件白衣到底织成了没有。
Is that right? When he comes to settle account, he will see how far along is your white linen, fine linen being knitted.
这一群数不过来的人有白衣的。
Now this multitude that cannot be numbered has this fine linen.
然后他们有特别的经历的。
And they also have this special experience.
怎么样经历呢？
What experience is that?
16节。
Verse 16 in Revelation 7.
不再饥饿。
They shall hunger no more.
倒过来说。曾经饥饿，对不对？
In other words, they had hungered before.
不再渴，倒过来说，曾经渴。
Neither thirst anymore. In other words, they had thirsted before.
日头炎热，不必不伤害他们。倒过来讲，他们曾经没有的，连遮蔽的地方都没有。
Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. In other words, before there was not even any refuge that can save them or cover them.
看懂了没有？这些弟兄姐妹是经过大患难的。
Now you can see this group of brothers and sisters have gone through the great tribulation.
他们因着主的见证，因为神的道与耶稣的见证，就如作者约翰一样。
And they are just have the same experience as the author John, because for the word of God and the testimony of the Lord.
在第一章，约翰很清楚地告诉我们，我现在被放逐在巴摩海岛。
In chapter 1, John clearly tells us, now I'm an exile on the island Patmos.
我的头顶上面就是太阳炎热。
Now above me is the sunlight and it is the heat of the day.
晚上就是月亮。
And on the night, it is just the moon.
我是孤苦伶仃的一个人在这个岛上，为什么？
And I'm all alone on this island, isolated. For what?
我没有犯法。
I did not have any crime.
但是今天我被放逐在这个岛上，只为一个原因。
But I'm an exile on this island for only one reason.
什么原因？他自己说。
He says to us what the reason for that is.
为着神的道与耶稣基督的见证。
He tells us for the word of God and the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣老早告诉我们，世界在还没有恨你们以前已经恨了我。
Because the Lord Jesus himself tells us before the world hates you, the world has already hated me.
所以我们因为跟随他，相信他，走他的路，世界要恨我们。
Therefore, because we believe in him and we follow him, the world also will hate us.
因此我们有许多的苦难，许多的逼迫。
Therefore, we have much suffering and much persecution.
你如果要躲过这些苦难逼迫，你只有一个方法，就是不为神的道与耶稣基督的见证做见证，
you,
那你就很平安。
If you want to escape all this suffering and persecution, very easy. If you do want to be a witness for the word of God and the testimony of the Lord.
但是你如果要在这个地上为神的道与耶稣基督做见证，那对不起，你的命运是坎坷的。
But if you're willing to be a witness, a testimony for the word of God and the testimony of the Lord, then the path that lies ahead of you will be rough.
这里有一批人数不过来，他们就是付了这样的惨重的代价。
Now there is this great multitude that cannot be numbered. They have paid this heavy cost.
是，他们因着付了惨重的代价，今天神让他们得到一个极大的荣耀。
Yes, they have paid this great and heavy price, and God has given them this reward now.
这个极大的荣耀是什么呢？
And what is this great glory?
直接到宝座。
And now they are ascended, stood before the throne.
什么时候发生的呢？
When does this happen?
这个时刻。
It's right in that bold line.
记住这个时间哈。
Now remember that time.
这是第七章，在第七印还没有开之前，就有一批人到宝座了。
Now there is then this group of people before the throne, before the opening of the seventh seal.
听清楚了没有？
Have you heard that clearly?
Got it? 有的人怎么叉叉的？
I see some faces out there like you're not paying attention.
非常重要。
This is very, very important.
这是保罗他的心志。
This is the dedication, the purpose of Paul.
他说我或者可以复活。
He says, perhaps I may have the resurrection.
好，然后才进入第八的第七个印第八章。
And then the seventh seal on chapter eight.
第七个印，你就会发现，在要开七印之前，天上就有一刻的寂静。
You can see.
两刻。
When the he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about a space of half an hour.
就是半个钟头。
That's half an hour.
然后就开始了。
And then it begins.
有半个钟头，天上一点声音都没有。
It was silence in heaven.
这叫做暴风雨前的宁静。
And this is, as we call it, the silence before the storm.
因为后面很厉害的事情要发生。
Because what is to happen will be very great and fierce.
好，就开始吹号。
Then the trumpet will sound.
但是这个吹号之前，这个宁静的里面有一个东西，是一个叫做香，你看到没有？
But you see this here, before the blowing of the trumpet, there is this incense.
是从这个香炉金香炉升上来的。
And it was ascending from this golden censer.
这个香是什么呢？
Now what is this
incense?
香的烟
是圣徒的什么？
It tells us of this incense, what is the incense?
啊，圣徒的祷告。
It is the prayers of the saints.
这个事情在第七印开的时候发生过，前面也有过，你们记得吗？
Now you remember this also happening before the seventh seal.
前面也有这个，现在不去找了，没关系。总而言之，这个祷告就上来了，就是圣徒在地上就祷告。
You can see then there are the prayers of the saints that are praying on earth then.
所以你会发现，每一次神要做重大事件的时候，
You'll discover each time God is to do a great thing.
有人的因素发生，参在里头。
There is always the factor of man's involvement in these things.
那这个人的因素是什么呢？
Now what is man's involvement in these things?
就是地上的人祷告。
That is the prayer of the saints on earth.
神要把犹太人从被掳之地带回来的时候，地上有谁祷告？
Now when there was God to bring the captivity of the Jewish people back to the land, who was praying?
从巴比伦带回来的时候，谁在地上祷告？
When they returned from Babylon, who was praying on earth?
但以利亚。
Daniel was praying.
对不对？所以你可以看得出来，主耶稣要降生的时候，圣殿里面有谁在祷告？
Now you see, when the Lord was to be born, who was praying in the temple?
西缅这些人，对不对？所以你就会发现，
and those others.
每一个重要时刻。总是你看见神在天上有行动之前，地上要有人跟他合拍的。
You will discover that each time God is to take action, do great things, there is a cooperation and involvement with man under prayers on earth.
一面有神的旨意要做事，下面人呢就说好，我愿意，阿门。
On the one hand, God is to do His work on earth.
愿你的旨意行在地上。
There's cooperation from man. Amen. I'm willing.
愿你的旨意行在地上，好像行在天上。And may thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. 神就行动了。
And then God will take action.
看到没有？这就是香的作用。
Do you see this? This is the function of the incense.
好，现在神要有七个号要下来了。
And now God is to blow the seven trumpets.
啊，现在有人知道神的旨意就祷告。
And now there are individuals who know the will of God and they pray.
好，一祷告就有火下来，有雷轰闪电。地震发生。
And once they pray, then it is filled with fire from the altar and cast on earth. There was voices, thunderings, lightnings, and earthquake.
那么你会发现，这也是四个四个一组。
And then you can also see this group that is also going to be a four as a group.
我们昨天说的前四个印一组，因为他们都是马。
Now we shared yesterday the first four seals was a group because they're all horses.
那今天我们讲这四个号呢，也是一组。
Today when we share on these sounding of these four trumpets, it is also one group.
为什么？
Why?
你读的时候你就会发现。
When you read it, you'll discover.
从第七节你一直读到第十二节的时候。
When you read verse 7 to 12.
你发现他们有一个共同现象是什么？
You'll see they have the same phenomenon, and what is that?
三分之一。
That is one third.
对不对？
Do you see that?
出现好多次。
You can see this appear many times.
你记得在开印的时候也有许多事情地上发生了。
You can see many things happen when the seals were broken on earth.
那个时候是几分之几啊？
Now, what part of that was in the seals?
四分之一。
It was one fourth.
哪个大？
Which is a greater portion?
对，数学不错。
You're good in math. You know one third is greater than one fourth.
所以你就会发现，在印的时候是四分之一，现在来到号了，就开始变成三分之一了。
You see that in the seal is one fourth, but now in the trumpets it is one third.
看到主耶稣的预言没有？主耶稣说到末后的时期，地上要发生的事情，像妇人的什么？
As we share, you can see the Lord share before these things take place, there are signs as of a birth pang of a woman. You can see these birth pangs now are more severe.
扩大了。
And it has expanded.
从四分之一扩大到三分之一。
Now the fourth part has expanded to the third part.
它都发生在自然界，你看到有孢子火掺着血丢在地上，地上三分之一树啊。青草啊，都被烧了。
You can see these are all natural events that there is the fire mingled with blood and they were cast upon the earth and the third part of trees were burnt up and all green grass was burnt up.
有火烧着的大山扔在海中，这大概是 volcano.
And there's a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. Perhaps this is like a volcano.
对不对？海中的活物死了三分之一，船也坏了三分之一。
And the third part of the sea became blood and the third part of the creatures which were in the sea had life died.
所以最可怕的是第十节。
And verse 10 is very frightening.
啊，有烧着的大星，好像火把从天上落下来。
And there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the river.
在江河的三分之一众水的泉源上。
And upon the fountains of waters.
然后地球上的水就污染，变成苦的。
And the water of this world was defiled, and it became bitter.
这些事情都是地球上发生的。到了第四个天使吹号的时候，天上的天象也开始发生大的变化。
Now these all events take place on earth, but when the fourth angel sounded, the third part of this natural things will happen in the skies.
三分之一的这些星星都要受打击。
And the third part of the stars will be impacted.
我不知道我的 slide 我给你看了没有？里面有一个 slide 就是。科学家用望远镜看的时候，就是发现有一年在大概是九三还是九四的时候。
I don't know if it's part of the slides I brought, but the scientists discovered, I believe it was in 1993 or 94.
大的木星啊 ，Saturn.
Now there are this Saturn.
有九个大的那个。meteorites.
There are nine large meteorites
冲击这个木星
fell upon Saturn.
然后引起在地球上用望远镜看的话，好像核子弹爆炸一样的撞击这个星，就是这个被击打。
And so it is just like the impact of the fallen star from the telescopes, the pictures that see this is like the nuclear weapon, the bomb, atomic bomb has exploded there.
是 Jupiter.
It's Jupiter actually, not Saturn.
94年7月16号。
And so Jupiter collided with seven comets on July 16th,
94. 撞击。一连九次。
And so this great impact, nine times.
我们的望远镜用照下来这个相片。
And it is from the telescopes that these pictures, images were taken.
那我想到第四号的时候，那比这个厉害多了。
Now perhaps on the fourth trumpet, it will be a greater impact than this.
那个时候不是打 Jupiter, 是打哪里啊？打日头啊。
It is not going to be an impact on Jupiter, but what? On the sun.
啊哈，还要打月亮哦。
And the moon.
然后他们的光芒就要损失三分之一。
And they will lose a third part of their light.
这是要在第四号的时候发生的。
And that will happen on the fourth trumpet.
现在这些事情都还没有发生。
Now these things have yet to happen.
然后你就会发现有一个老鹰说话，你知道第一次听到老鹰说话。
And then you discover in verse 13, I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven saying,
千万不要听到老鹰说话，等到老鹰说话，你知道完蛋了。
Actually, in the Chinese translation, it was as an eagle that was speaking, so I've never heard an eagle talk, but if you hear an eagle talk, then you know it's the end.
那一天 eagle 大喊三声。
And so there was this great cry, this shout, three shouts from the angel, from the eagle.
他讲的我不知道是中文还是英文，我不知道。
I don't know if it's Chinese or English that the angel, the eagle is shouting.
看着 eagle 在哪里。
Now it depends where the eagle is flying.
在中国大陆的话，祸灾祸灾祸灾；在美国的话，嗡嗡嗡。
It depends on where the eagle is. In China, it will be in Chinese. In English, it will be in the U.S. in English, wo wo wo.
讲三次。
Three times.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
说下面几个天使吹号的时候，地上祸灾，祸灾。
That is because to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the three angels, woe, woe, woe.
我们刚刚看了四个号，够不够惨呢？
Now we've seen four trumpets already. Is that frightening and terrible enough?
够惨的喽。
It is far enough.
可是圣经并没有说祸灾哦。
But yet, even in those four trumpets, the Bible did not say woe.
所以等到第五号、第六号、第七号的时候。神叫老鹰说话，讲给人听。下面三个号一吹，那真是大祸临头啊！
But yet in these last three trumpets, the Lord is using the angel, the eagle, to proclaim the woe. Then indeed we know of the big woe that is before us.
所以我很有把握的说。
So I can say with confidence.
五六。七这三个号
，these three trumpets five, six, and seven，
从这个五号开始往下，一直到这里，到这里，到这个地方。
From the fifth trumpet on till after the seventh bowl，
到七个碗下来这一段时间，这是第一个 woe， 第一个祸，这是第二个祸，这个七个碗是第三个 woe。
So the first woe would be the trumpet number five, trumpet number six would be the second woe, and the third woe will be including the seven bowls.
你可以看得出来。
And you can see that.
第九章你注意看。
Chapter nine, you can see.
十二节。
Verse 12.
从第一节到十二节讲到一个蝗虫之灾。
And from verse 1 through verse 12, it tells us of the locusts.
总共是五个月。
There are 5 months.
五个月过完之后，
After these 5 months,
十二节就说话了。
Verse 12 says,
说什么？
What does it say?
第一样灾祸过去了，还有两样灾祸要来。
One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter.
所以这是第五号。
So that was the fifth trumpet.
对不对？ Right. 然后你从十三节第六号开始吹了。
And then you can see the sixth trumpet sound in verse 13.
一直跳到十一章的十四节。
And then you go to verse 14 of chapter 11.
说什么？
It says,
第二样灾祸过去了。
The second woe is past.
第三样灾祸快到了。
And behold, the third woe cometh quickly.
这是十一章的第十四节。
That is chapter 11, verse 14.
这里一完，十一章的十五节。第七号吹了。
And then you can see chapter 11 verse 15, the seventh angel sounded.
那么就是后来的七个碗。
And then it's the seven bowls that is to come.
看到没有？
Do you see this?
Are you with me? 差不多四分之一的人，还不错。
Not bad, about one fourth of you.
所以你从这个表你就可以看出来它整本书这个书卷是这样的一个排列。
Therefore, you can see from this chart, this entire book is listed out, displayed for us in this way.
好，那我是应该结束了吧
？It's about time to end.
差不多了哈，不能再讲了。
I can't go too much further.
预知后事如何，请听晚上分解。
If you want to know, then you have to tune in again tonight.
所以晚上不要太早跑掉啊。
So do not leave too quickly today.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
主，我们看到你自己的话语。
Lord, we have seen thy word.
你说天地可以废去，你的话永远不会废去。
You have said that the heaven and earth will pass away, but thy word will abide.
你都预先告诉我们了。
And you have told us beforehand.
这将要发生的事情。
All these things that will take place hereafter.
一面我们看见你的再来，基督徒的背提是何等的安慰，何等的兴奋。
On the one hand, when we see that you'll return and the Christians will be raptured, how joyful and excited we are.
对，另一面我们也看到这个地球要发生的许多可怕的灾难。
On the other hand, we will see many of the terrible things that will take place on earth.
主啊，让我们有一个敬畏神的心。
Lord, may you give us a heart that will fear you.
因为我们的神 不但是慈爱的神，他更是一位公义的神。
Because our God is not only a loving God, but He is also a righteous God.
因为你告诉我们，我们的神虽然是不永远发怒，但是他要追讨人的罪，自父及子，第三直到第三代、第四代。
Because God, you tell us that your anger will not be everlasting, but that you are a righteous God who will pursue and chasten us for our sins even to the third and fourth generation.
因为你万不以有罪的为无罪。
Now, because you will not deem sin to be sinless.
今天我们看到真是不法的事情越来越多。
And truly, today we see many, many unjust things.
我们也看到有许多冒着你的名却做不法的事。
And we can see many people doing unjust things in your name.
主啊，我们心里面心怀不平。
And Lord, even though our hearts are feel unjust.
但是你的话已经清楚告诉我们审判的是耶和华。
But thy word have already told us that you are the avenger.
我们要顺服你的权柄。
That we have to submit to your authority.
我们要准备那一件光明洁白的细麻衣。
And we have to prepare that fine linen which is clean and white.
好叫我们能够有份于被提在宝座前。
So that we can be partakers of those who are raptured before the throne.
主，我们正是在你面前，为着这末后的日子，我们祷告。
Lord, for these last days, we look to you in prayer.
主啊，让我们真是在地上与你在天上的旨意可以配合。
Lord, may we be able to agree with your will that is in heaven.
不让我们再做一个沉迷不醒的人。
So that we no longer will be one who is slumbering and not awakened.
主，你一直在震动地，你也同时在震动天。
Lord, you're continuing to shake the earth and to shake the heavens.
因为你要唤醒你所爱的儿女。
That is because you want to awaken your beloved children.
Oh, 主啊，给我们一个敏感的心。
Oh, dear Lord, we do pray that you will give us a sensitive heart.
免得我们得罪你。
Lest we sin against thee.
免得我们落到那个审判的手里头。
Lest we fall into thy hand of judgment.
求你听我们的祷告。
Lord, listen to our prayer.
也祝福我们下面下午跟晚上的时间。
And bless our time this afternoon and this evening.
听我们的祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Listen to our prayer and request in the holy precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.